This is the Music History Today podcast for March 1st. On today's show, the Beatles record, Jim Morrison gets arrested, and Johnny marries June. First up, though, on this date in 1941, Nashville radio station W47NV began broadcasting. It was the world's first commercial FM radio station. In 1957, the Everly Brothers signed to Cadence Records. That same day, they recorded their song, Bye Bye Love. Also on that same day, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers were paid $7,500 to perform in Panama. That works out to around $83,000 in today's money, and knowing how their manager at the time was ripping them off, or at least being accused of ripping them off, the group probably didn't see much of that money. In 1958, Elvis Presley started filming the movie King Creole. Also on that same day, Buddy Holly and the Crickets started their only tour in Great Britain, which had a major impact on the British rock music scene. In 1963, Elvis Presley started filming the movie Fun in Acapulco. In 1966, Gene Clark quit the Byrds. In 1967, the Beatles recorded the songs Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and A Day in the Life. In 1968, Johnny Cash married singer June Carter. In 1969, Jim Morrison was arrested on stage during a concert in Miami for allegedly exposing himself on stage. In 1970, the music videos of the Beatles songs Two of Us and Let It Be were played on the Ed Sullivan TV show, marking the last time that they were officially on the show. In 1974, Queen started their first headlining tour. In 1977, Bob Dylan's wife filed for divorce. In 1980, Patti Smith got married to Fred Sonic Smith of MC5. In 1984, Prince started recording the song When Doves Cry. In 1985, Ford became the first company to legally use a Beatles song in their commercials. Also in 1985, Liza Minnelli went into rehab. In 1989, Bruce Springsteen divorced actress Julianne Phillips. In 1990, Janet Jackson started the Rhythm Nation Tour, her first headlining tour. In 1991, the biopic The Doors premiered in movie theaters. In 1991, same day, the group Oasis was formed. In 1997, John Cooper of the group Skillet got married. In 2004, Warner Music Group became a separate company from its former parent company, Time Warner. In 2012, the EDM duo Galantis was formed. In 2019, the Jonas Brothers reunited. And in 2020, Flavor Flav was kicked out of Public Enemy. The group later said that it was all a publicity stunt and he was still with the group. In classical music, in 1961, cellist Jacqueline Dupré made her debut at Wigmore Hall. And in 1973, the Joffrey Ballet performed a production based on Beach Boys songs called Deuce Coupe Ballet. In theater, in 1928, Paul Whiteman began recording sessions for the Showboat stage production. In 1957, the musical Ziegfeld Follies of 1957 opened on Broadway. In 1968, the musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat was performed for the first time. In 1978, the musical Timbuktu opened on Broadway. In 1979, the musical Sweeney Todd opened on Broadway. And in 1981, the Duke Ellington musical Sophisticated Ladies opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 1st in 1975, Olivia Newton-John, Barbra Streisand, Stevie Wonder, and Marvin Hamlisch were among the big winners at the Grammy Awards. At that same ceremony, the Pointer Sisters became one of the few African-American performers to win a Country Music Grammy Award. In 1976, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 1990, Rush was named the Canadian Artist of the 1980s at the Juno Awards. In 1994, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Sting, and Ozzy Osbourne were among the big winners at the Grammy Awards. Toni Braxton won Best New Artist, and Whitney Houston won Record of the Year for I Will Always Love You and Album of the Year for The Bodyguard soundtrack. In 1995, Sheryl Crow, Tony Bennett, Soundgarden, and Bruce Springsteen were among the big winners at the Grammy Awards. Aaron Neville became one of the few African-American performers to win a Country Music Grammy Award when his duet of Patsy Cline's song I Fall to Pieces with Trisha Yearwood won a Country Collaboration Grammy. And in 2003, Nelly, LL Cool J, and Mariah Carey were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. Albums that were released on March 1st include in 1964 when Sam Cooke released Ain't That Good News. In 1965, Elvis Presley released Girl Happy. In 1968, Golden Earring released Miracle Mirror. In 1971, The Rascals released Search and Nearness. In 1973, Pink Floyd released Dark Side of the Moon and Tom Waits released his debut album Closing Time. In 1974, Camel released Mirage, and Rush released their self-titled album. In 1975, Jeff Beck released Blow by Blow. In 1977, Max Webster released High Class in Borrowed Shoes. In 1978, The Hollies released A Crazy Steal. In 1979, Roxy Music released Manifesto. In 1980, Elton John released Lady Samantha, and Neil Young released the soundtrack to the movie Where the Buffalo Roam. In 1988, Robert Hunter released Liberty, and Toto released The Seventh One. In 1992, Ocean Color Scene released their self-titled album. In 1993, The Cranberries released Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? In 1994, Beck released Mellow Gold. In 1995, DK Jams released the original Donkey Kong Country soundtrack. Great video game, by the way. In 1999, Tonic released Live and Enhanced. In 2005, Cher released Gold. Also in 2005, Kathleen Edwards released Back to Me, and Jack Johnson released In Between Dreams. In 2011, Lucinda Williams released Blessed. In 2013, Rye released Woman. And in 2019, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released The Best of Everything. Singles that were released on March 1st in the UK include in 1963 when Marvin Gaye released Stubborn Kind of Fellow. In 1968, Elton John released I've Been Loving You, and Simon and Garfunkel released Scarborough Fair, Canticle. And in 1984, Tina Turner released I Can't Stand the Rain. Meanwhile, in America, in 1956, Ray Price released Crazy Arms. In 1966, Elvis Presley did a twofer. He released Frankie and Johnny and Please Don't Stop Loving Me. In 1976, AC/DC released TNT, Dynamite. Also on that same day, Kiss released Shout It Out Loud. In 2011, The Cars released Sad Song. And in 2018, Meghan Trainor released No Excuses. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 1st include legendary classical composer and pianist Frédéric Chopin, also singer Justin Bieber, entertainer and human rights activist Harry Belafonte, bandleader Glenn Miller, Mike Dabo of Manfred Mann, Roger Daltrey of The Who, country music singer Nick Kershaw, singer Kesha, Tony Ashton of Ashton, Gardner & Dyke, music journalist Dave Marsh, entertainer Alan Thicke, reggae artist Burning Spear, Janice Gill of Sweethearts of the Rodeo, David Luan of Super Furry Animals, backup singer Melissa Reese of Guns N' Roses, Jimmy Fortune of the Statler Brothers, John Carroll of the Starland Vocal Band, Bill Lean of the Gin Blossoms, Jerry Fisher of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Michael Giles of King Crimson, Ray Phillips of Budgie, Rob Afuso of Skid Row, Ryan Peake of Nickelback, singer and actress Daniela Monet, singer Sammy, singer Tate Stevens, musician Mary Lou Lord, Won Ho of Monsta X, and singer Arissa Puteri. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 1st include composer Thomas Campione, who passed away in 1619 at the age of 53. Composer Girolamo Frescobaldi passed away in 1643 at the age of 59. Composer Benedict Schultheis passed away in 1693 at the age of 39. Composer Isfried Kaiser passed away in 1771 at the age of 58. Composer George Wagenseel passed away in 1777 at the age of 62. Composer Orazio Mi passed away in 1788 at the age of 56. Composer Juan Olivares passed away in 1797 at the age of 36. Composer Wolfgang Hauensen passed away in 1804 at the age of 63. Composer Luigi Gatti passed away in 1817 at the age of 77. Composer Josef Krov passed away in 1859 at the age of 61. Composer Tor Aulin passed away in 1914 at the age of 47. Composer Herbert Brewer passed away in 1928 at the age of 62. Composer Jacob Haag passed away in 1928 at the age of 77. Jazz clarinetist Frank Teschenmacher passed away in a car accident in 1932 at the age of 25. Composer Matt Gordon passed away in 1959 at the age of 54. Pianist Sergei Kagan passed away in 1964 at the age of 54. Composer Boleslav Vomisek passed away in 1965 at the age of 77. Entertainer Lucille Hageman passed away in 1970 at the age of 75. Pianist and also professor at the Cleveland Institute from 1961 to 1972, Victor Babin passed away in 1972 at the age of 63. The conductor of the St. Louis Symphony from 1931 to 1957, Vladimir Golshman, passed away in 1972 at the age of 78. Jazz pianist Bobby Timmons passed away from cirrhosis in 1974 at the age of 38. Composer Jean Martinon passed away in 1976 at the age of 66. Composer John Niles passed away in 1980 at the age of 87. Pianist Eugene Liszt passed away in 1985 at the age of 66. Composer Scott Houston passed away in 1991 at the age of 74. Keyboardist Frank Essler Smith of the group Air Supply passed away from pneumonia in 1991 at the age of 42. Composer Louis Sagauer passed away in 1991 at the age of 83. Composer Timothy Souster passed away in 1994 at the age of 51. Composer Walter Kent passed away in 1994 at the age of 82. Composer Sandro Fuga passed away in 1994 at the age of 87. Blues guitarist Doug Quatabon passed away in 1996 at the age of 67. Guitarist Dennis Donnell of the group Social Distortion passed away from a brain aneurysm in 2000 at the age of 38. Drummer Johnny Jackson of the Jackson 5, no relation to the Jacksons themselves, was stabbed and killed by his girlfriend in 2006 at the age of 54. Album cover photographer Joel Brodsky passed away from heart issues in 2007 at the age of 67. Jazz singer Lucio Dalla passed away in 2012 at the age of 68. Harpsichordist Rafael Puyana passed away in 2013 at the age of 81. The founder of the Riverside Records and also Milestone Record labels, jazz producer Oren Keepsnews, passed away in 2015 at the age of 91. Singer and actress Martha Wright passed away in 2016 at the age of 92. Jazz drummer Ralph Peterson Jr. of the group The Jazz Messengers and also the group Fotet passed away from cancer in 2021 at the age of 58. Jazz trombonist and actor Conrad Janis passed away in 2022 at the age of 94. Country music singer-songwriter Warner Mark passed away in 2022 at the age of 86. And jazz clarinetist Wally Fox passed away in 2023 at the age of 98. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 2nd when, in 1983, the first CD players were sold in America.